If you don't believe that change can happen in an instant, then it won't. And that was like a light bulb moment for me.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
Hey team, Dan Suckling here, coming at you from Chittingham Island, which is an island on the outskirts of Bali. And basically I booked this place with my partner for the weekend so that we can get out of the office, because as you and I both know, as entrepreneurs working online, it can be very, very exhausting working inside of one specific location for an extended period of time. So in today's video, I want to talk about how my mother's passing was one of the biggest blessings in disguise for myself and my journey to success. For those of you guys who don't know, my mother passed away when I was 21 years old, and she was also a world champion bodybuilder for about 10 years. She traveled all around the world competing. And so basically when she passed away, obviously it was devastating. I was in a depressed state. I was probably at the lowest point inside of my entire life. But when she passed away, at the time I was boxing. So I was boxing for about 8 years. And I remember I was warming up at a tournament about to start my fight, and my dad pulled me outside and he said, "I don't know how to tell you this, Dan, but your mum's passed away." And just from that point, I just went down like a really, really bad spiral of drugs and alcohol, just anything to suppress my emotions, to not have to deal with or come to terms with the fact that my mother had passed away. And so I was abusing drugs and alcohol for about 18 months, and I reached a point of no return where I was like, if I don't change right now, I'm just probably gonna end up dead or in jail. And so I decided to start a bodybuilding show in memory of my mum. So I spent the next 12 months preparing for this bodybuilding show, you know, training consistently. Remember, I was a boxer, I wasn't a weightlifter. So I was training for about 12 months, eating right, and stepped on that bodybuilding show. It was a very emotional time for me. I was crying on stage. I got second place. It was incredible. But inside of that process, I became obsessed about nutrition. So I ended up studying nutrition, became an ISSA certified sports nutritionist. That led to me getting a job inside of a gym as a nutritionist. And then basically I wasn't getting many clients because a lot of the personal trainers would give nutrition plans in their packages. And so one day I'm scrolling social media and I see an ad on Facebook from a guy saying, "Hey, I'm gonna help you grow your online fitness business." And so, you know, booked in a call, I ended up selling my lounge room furniture, sold my TV, got a $6,000 loan so I could fork out the $8,000 to join his coaching program. And basically I've never looked back since. You know, I was an online fitness coach for about 4 years, generated over $1.2 million in cash collected revenue, and then became obsessed about business and marketing and sales and automations and funnels. So I decided to let that company go, build another company called Cash Clock Academy to share these strategies with other online fitness coaches, and ended up exiting that company last year in August for a $950,000 buyout, in which I got scammed. If you haven't seen that video, you can check it out inside of my YouTube library. And now I've got a company called Six Figure Fit Pro University. But the crazy thing is that if my mother hadn't have passed away, I would have never done a bodybuilding show in memory of her, which would have never led to me wanting to study nutrition and becoming certified inside of sports nutrition, which would have never led to me getting a job inside of the gym, which would have never led to me searching for an ad on Facebook about growing my online fitness business. And I think a lot of the times as human beings, we look at, you know, bad things that have happened inside of our lives and we see them as setbacks, when sometimes they can be the biggest catalysts for your success and for my success. So, you know, at the time, obviously I was devastated that she had passed away, but I truly feel like she's constantly looking over me. And I feel like that was truly a blessing in disguise, because if that had not have happened, I would not be where I am today. And I remember when I went through a stage of depression, initially after I lost my mum, I hired a mentor who was, you know, really based around human psychology and human behavior. And he said to me, he goes, "Dan, are you depressed?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm depressed." And he goes, "Are you depressed right now? Like right now?" And I said, "No, not right now." And he goes, "Oh, so you were depressed in the past." And I sat there a bit puzzled, I was a bit triggered. And he said, "Dan, I want you to understand that whatever happened 1 second ago, 1 minute ago, 1 day ago, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year ago, what happened in the past, like who you were is not who you are, Dan. And who you are is whoever the fuck you decide to be in this very moment." And he said that change can happen in an instant. But he said, what happens, Dan, is because our actions are governed by what we believe to be true, whether it's right or wrong, or whether it serves us or not. If you don't believe that change can happen in an instant, then it won't. And that was like a light bulb moment for me, where things really started to shift and I started to take ownership of my own thoughts, over my own feelings, over my own actions, my habits, the people that I surrounded myself by. So, you know, the passing of my mum and leading me to that bodybuilding show, but then also the help of my mentor to open up my perspective, open up my awareness and start taking ownership of my life. Those were the two catalysts that created massive success and brought me to where we are today. So I just wanted to share that with you guys who didn't know about my journey, you know, of losing my mum, you know, going into an online fitness business, working with mothers lacking self-love, scaling that up to $1.2 million in cash collected revenue, working with over 445 mothers at one given moment, you know, running retreats and live events based around helping these mothers rediscover self-love. And it all happened from that one painful moment that turned into like the biggest blessing that I could have never discovered. So just wanted to share that with you guys.